Now, a story has broken this morning that we thought we've got to jump right on, and that is that an electoral ballot form has been sent to the Glen Rowan Hotel with the name Edward Kelly, as in the one, the only Ned Kelly. So we thought we'd get the man who runs the place down there, Andrew from the Glen Rowan Hotel, on to have a chat about it. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, how are we?
Now, you've been run off your feet this morning. Everyone's calling you because they want the scoop on this story. Tell us what happened.
Just last Friday, just as normal, went and picked up the mail from the post office, and the postmaster just handed me a letter and said, I don't know if you want this, but here you go. And he thought someone was taking the piss out of it, and like Aussies do. And, yeah, it was a letter from the Electoral Commission to Ned Kelly, Edward Kelly at Glen Rowan Pub.
Unbelievable, which is obviously, he's been dead for 149 years now. Glen Rowan is famous for where he was captured. Someone has registered as Edward Kelly. Have you heard from the Australian Electoral Commission? I've heard they're not happy.
I haven't actually spoken to him myself. I'm trying to keep away from that, actually, because I heard an interview with him yesterday and he wasn't happy at all. So,
really?
They gave me two options, I think I heard on there, to either post it back to him. I wasn't allowed to open it because I'm not Edward, I know that.
Yeah.
And, or post it back, but I want to put it on the wall for people to have a laugh at for years to come.
Yeah, imagine that.
Frame that, mate. You're a Glen Rowan. I feel like the letter deserves to be there. You're basically the home of Ned Kelly. Are you tempted to open it at all? Because you know what, mate? Opening on the radio right now would be, do a world of good for our ratings.
We don't want to get him arrested.
Yeah, nah. No, I've had a few customers want to get the kettle out and try and steam it open so we can put it back. But
that's a good idea. Who do you reckon Ned Kelly would vote for?
Good question.
What is he? Do you reckon he's a Labor man, Liberal man?
No, I reckon he'd have his own party because he wouldn't be happy with what's going on at the moment. So
that's true.
I think he might be an angel compared to these politicians.
Yeah.
I agree. And you know what? Ned Kelly stuck up for the general population, the people out there. So he'd run as an independent. You know what? He'd probably get my vote as well, Andrew.
I mean, let's not forget he was a murderer.
Yes, he was. And, I won't comment on that. I've got to sit on the fence on that one.
I was going to say you'd have some of the friends and family there as regulars, Andrew.
Is there a chance, Andrew, that there is indeed an Edward Kelly somewhere in Glen Rowan who actually deserves it's his voting paper? And he's like, well, hold on, that's me.
Not in Glen Rowan, but there is Edward Kelly's registered for the Australian electoral roll.
Yeah.
You know, they could have rang up and, you know, don't want to vote anymore. So they just thought, I'm going to ring up and say I'm going to Glen Rowan and I'll just get my postal vote sent to the pub.
I love that they even put your address in there as well, as if that's their home address.
Yeah, so, you know, there's someone out there actually laughing at us at the moment because, like, as of this morning, we've had nearly 330,000 hits on Facebook.
Is that right?
Everywhere.
Andrew, I haven't popped in there before. You do a good schnitty?
Yes, very good. Very good. Very good Palmer's.
Great.
Food's excellent.
What do you got on tap?
We've got 10 different beers on tap. A couple of taps rotate all the time, so we've got some different beers all the time. So, yeah, whatever's out there.
No wonder Ned Kelly is hanging out there.
Yes. Heaps of variety for him.
Yeah.
You know, I might change my address to the Glen Rowan Hotel.
That sounds like a good place to live. All right. Well, Andrew, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. I'll leave you to the other millions of interviews I'm sure you're doing this morning.
No worries.
But let us know how this pans out, whether, you know, you send it back or you frame it or what happens. Send us a photo.
I'll let you know if we get a fine or not for not voting.
True.
Imagine.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au. Or download the Hit app.